Well, happy new liturgical year, everyone. Today, of course, is the first Sunday of Advent, the beginning of the new year in the mind of the church. And Advent, of course, is a season of preparation, to prepare for the birth of our Savior into the world. And so how beautiful it is that we have this gospel reading today, where Jesus repeats this word over and over again. He says, watch, be watchful. Be alert. Watch. Now, I don't know about you, but when I hear this word watch, the first thing that immediately comes to mind is like watching TV, right? We sit down in front of the television. We like to watch things. We like to consume things by watching them. When we're watching TV, we're sort of in this posture of merely being receptive to what's happening. We're able to be on the outside and just look in to that movie or to that TV show or to that game, whatever is happening on the TV. We're simply there in a receptive way. And I think that's why people like TV so much, is that we're just there to be entertained by what we're seeing. But if we think about it, I think there's also a different way that we can think of this word watch. Rather than just merely a receptive way of watching, there's also an active way to be watching. There's a way to watch where we're actually part of what's going on. We're actually looking for something. We're really preparing for something by being watchful for it. So we have this passive way of watching and this active way of watching. And I want to apply that to the Mass, actually, today. It's tempting, when we come to Mass, to want to watch the Mass in a merely passive way. It's tempting to want to come to Mass and to just be delighted by the music or to want to get something out of the homily or something like that. And don't get me wrong, those things are important. We need beautiful music. We need good homilies. We're trying our best up here. But that's not the point of coming to Mass. We're not here just to be passive participants. We're not here to be entertained or something like that. No, we're here to participate, to watch in an active way. And this is what the Second Vatican Council tells us. We're meant to go to church with full, conscious, and active participation. And in order to know what that means, we have to realize what's happening at Mass. We're not simply reading words off of a page. We're not simply saying prayers. We're not simply singing songs. We're actually participating in the worship of Jesus Christ himself. Jesus Christ on the cross, yes, he does save us from our sins. But he's also, through that sacrifice, offering worship, offering adoration to God the Father. Think about that for a second. God, who's dying on the cross, is offering worship to God who is in heaven. God is worshiping himself when we are here at Mass because we're participating in that very same sacrifice. So when we come to Mass, that's something objectively awesome that we're doing. We're participating in that worship of Jesus Christ to God the Father. And so that's what we come to Mass to do. Even if you're not entertained by the music, even if you don't like the homily, you still go to Mass because you're doing something amazing. You're participating in perfect worship, the worship of God to himself. Let that sink in a little bit. That's what's going on at Mass. That's why it's so important to go every weekend. That's why it's important not to miss any Sundays or holy days. That's why we go to Mass, brothers and sisters, not in a passive way, but in that full, conscious, active way, where we are preparing for the coming of our Savior every single weekend on this altar. And again, how beautiful it is that we have this reading where Jesus tells us to watch, once again, at the beginning of the Advent season. Advent is that time of preparation. These next 3 weeks, we're meant to prepare for the birth of our Savior into the world. We don't want to be caught off guard when our Savior is born unto us, when he is made present among us, like the bad servants who aren't alert. We don't want to be caught unprepared. And so just like we come to Mass not to participate in a passive way, but in an active way, So is true, the same thing is true with Advent. We don't participate in Advent in a merely passive way. We're meant to participate in Advent in an active way. We're meant to prepare in an active way. We're meant to be watchful, to be looking for something in an active way. So what does this mean for us? Well, of course, all of our prayer, all of our worship starts with the Mass, starts with the Eucharist, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. That is the source and summit of our faith, as the Catechism tells us. That's where we start our preparation, brothers and sisters. Make sure you're going to Mass every weekend. Make sure you're going to Mass this Friday, Holy Day of Obligation, the Immaculate Conception. Make sure you get there so you're preparing in a good way. Maybe it's time that you go back to confession. Maybe it's been a little while. Maybe there's something you need to get off your chest. Take this opportunity in this season to go back, to receive that forgiveness, receive that mercy that you need to be able to prepare in a good way. Maybe during this Advent season, you ramp up your prayer life in some way. Maybe you add some prayers. Add some daily prayers. Add a daily examination of conscience. Do something extra to remind yourself that the Lord is going to be born unto us soon, 3 weeks. And realize, it might even be a good thing to do some extra penance during this season. It's not Lent, we're not required to do penance, but giving something up, or fasting maybe, that's a good way also to remind yourself what we're doing in this Advent season. We're preparing. Give something up. Maybe some sweet or some treat that you like. Maybe coffee. Maybe internet or Facebook or something like that. Give something up to remind yourself every day what we're about during this Advent season. Ultimately, brothers and sisters, our prayer, our spiritual life always flows from the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross, made present to us at every single Mass. Let this sacrifice pour forth into every part of your life, so that when our Savior comes, you won't be counted among those wicked servants who are not prepared, but rather so that you can be counted among those good and faithful servants who share in their Master's joy in this life, and who will share in their Master's joy for eternity in the life to come in the heavenly kingdom.